about Coach Stoops. He began to trust you and like you when he came on.
Yeah, the coaches are a separate breed. Guys like Al Eschbach, and there's some guys that have the ability to get close to coaches, and I've never had that ability. I'm just not the big old buddy of any coach. Not that I'm standoffish or they aren't. It's just Coach Stoops is Coach Stoops. He's a nice guy, treats me nice, but he doesn't want to be buddies necessarily. I've never had any problem with it, but it's kind of hard to describe, obviously. I'm having trouble describing it, but no, I've never got close to Bud, or I got pretty close to Gomer just because they were friends.
Pat Jones, did you?
Pat Jones was real close to Pat.
Right.
And Jimmy Johnson.
There you go. See, so there were coaches that you were close to.
Well, but I mean, you don't go into it saying, boy, I got to get close to him or anything. It just kind of happens. See, Jimmy was on OU staff when he was here.
Look how Jimmy trusted you so much. He let you do those interviews.
Right.
So you were close to some of the coaches.
If it doesn't just happen, it doesn't just happen.
Buddy, 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 maybe we're trying to say here. You didn't become buddy buddies, and some guys are able to become buddy buddies with a coach. Is that what
we're
saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Stoops and I just never be buddy buddies. He's very friendly and very does anything. Nice and never, he's just been perfect. But he doesn't, hey, Bob, how you doing? What's up? Going a little bit? Are you going nuts?
But that's his personality.
Yeah.
I think that's the way he is with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not just you.
No. And Bud, you could never get close to. I couldn't. Gosh, Bud's like a god, you know, Bud Wilkinson.
Okay, about Bud, who were his one or two close buddies? Somebody had to be close to him.
That's hard for me to say.
Okay.
Mostly writers. He was oriented toward writers.
All right. What about Bob Stoops? Are there those that you know that are part of his inner circle beyond his family?
Not much. He's pretty much a family man, plus his assistant coaches are his buddies. Matt McMillan is his football operations guy. He's a really good friend with Matt. He's a friendly guy. I don't mean that at all.
Right.
He's not a politician, I guess you could say.
Slap you on the back
right.
And all that kind of thing. But when he came in the second year, he wins a national championship. Did you think and everybody think, oh my, these things are going to come rolling in now?
I thought we were going to lose that game for sure.
2003.
Yeah, against Florida State.
We were playing Florida State.
See, he coached, of course, at Florida.
Yeah.
So Florida State to him was just like playing in Tulsa. I got ready to do the interview, pregame interview the day before, of course. I said, man, something right. He said, hey, Bob, don't worry. We got it handled. So that was a buddy-buddy type comment. On occasion, he would kind of lower the bar a little bit. That was an incredible game because I thought we were going to lose. They played very well.
Yeah, I was at that game. And
when
that
Winkie completed that first pass, I thought, oh, boy, here we go.
I remember.
But then from then on.
Right. So then did you or the OU Nation think that, man, he brought us one national championship?
Oh, sure.
And we're going to get a few more of this guy. And here we sit in 2011. We don't have another one, but he has played for many conference championships.
And a couple of national championships.
Right. He's been there four times.
Yeah. Exactly. You're right.
If he doesn't win another national championship, he still has a job here for life, doesn't he?
I would think so.
And do you think, in your estimation, that he will stay here till he retires, or does he move on? Do you have any feeling about that?
I would think that he'll stay here for a long, long time until he gets tired of it. Or I don't think he's wanting to go to Florida or wanting to go to the NFL. I just think he's happy here. He's making millions and has a beautiful, beautiful, huge, enormous home they just built. I can't see why he'd want to leave.